Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real.
A podcast, unlike other social, I don't get to see usernames and comments right away. And so I'm always like, is anyone listening? I know my mom listens every Wednesday, but I'm like, really, other people listen to me speak? So thank you. This means so much to me because I started Real Pod over 3.5 years ago, and I started it in my bedroom of my parents' house, pandemic, who can relate? And I just really wanted to have conversations that were maybe uncomfortable or awkward, but like super normalize them. Like, we're not going to make it this dark, uncomfortable thing. We're just going to be like, hey, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm insecure about. These are also my successes. These are my highlights. And that's just what makes me, and I think we can all relate to that. But I need to give you guys a big thank you because it's a two-way street. The community on Real Pod, the guests that come on and say things like, I've never actually said this before, or I've never told this to anyone, but blah, blah, blah. It's because we've created this community where we're ready and open to listen to whatever it is everyone's going through. So thank you to you guys, seriously, for being a part of that with me. It means the world. We have such a special show tonight. I want to jump right in so we can get cracking with the fun. I have two amazing guests. Now, I thought long and hard about who to have here with me tonight. I made sure they were both funnier than me. That was probably crucial. So we're going to introduce my very, very special guests. Are we ready? Yes. Yay! Okay. So my very first guest I'd like to welcome is my best friend of 12 years. Before she took over TikTok and corporate America with her hilarious jokes and parody bits, we were bump set spiking it on our high school volleyball team. Can you believe that? All the way back. She's one of E! News's top TikTok stars to follow. A guiding light to anyone who works a 9-to-5. Where are my 9-to-5ers? Yes, 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 yes. You know her. You love her. Give it up for corporate Natalie. I think if someone defines the word iconic, it is this next guest. She moved to LA with nothing but a dream. This is a true story. And in just a year, she landed herself a full page spread in Sports Illustrated. She strutted down some of the most coveted runways in Miami Swim Week. And she is carving out an undeniable path for herself and all of us to say that everybody and everyone is beautiful. Yes, yes, snaps for that. So help me give it up for our second special guest, Miss Gabriella Halikas. Right on par, both of you. Iconic. Okay, so we're going to get right into our fun here. First of all, how's your spirit?
I love when you ask this. Every time Vic FaceTimes me, she's like, how's your spirit? I'm like, I wasn't ready to cry right now, but I guess I'll start crying. My spirit's amazing. As you all saw on Vic's story, was a little hungover this morning, but we bounced back. Really ready. Do not go out on a Sunday night. They don't teach you that. Wouldn't recommend. But spirit's great. Happy to be here.
I love you. Ella?
Killing it, crushing it, living good, spirit's good.
Vibes are good.
Just happy to be here and see you guys. This is so fun.
Something I want to ask of you, who are any boyfriends or partners in the audience today that have no idea who we are? I got one guy there. I got two.
That is incredible.
One, put the hand down. Who else? I got someone over here. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to win you over. No, I'm kidding. But please, we're so happy that you're here. And to the people that brought them, yes, love it. Good for you.
Brave.
So we wanted to give a little bit of a background. How do we know each other? Because surprisingly, it's not just through social media. So how did we meet? What's the story of how we met?
Well, as Vic says, we met through volleyball. And she always tells a story that I was line reffing. And I was like, I'm pigeon-toed, standing with my ponytail like to the side like this, shaking. And she was like, oh, she looked cute and cool, and I wanted to be friends with her. And we became friends.
It's best true. Friends. And Natalie was dating like this upperclassman, really, really cool guy. And I was like, oh my God, this girl. So we'll hear about that maybe a little bit later tonight.
Or not. I don't know.
Or not. And then Ella, so I saw Ella through a video. She was on a podcast, and I was just like, this person seems amazing. She's honest, authentic, radiates good vibes. She lives in LA. I live in LA. I'm always trying to make a friend. And so I DM'd you.
Yeah.
And we got a coffee.
She was like walking the dog. I was like, you're Greek. I'm Greek. Like, it was
just it. It was an accidental run-in. Can you imagine being literally on your first friend date and your mom shows up in a hat with a face of sunscreen? Like, excuse me. Hi.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
No, but she was the best. Like, everyone that knows her, obviously, she's the best. It was so hard to, like, meet genuine friends when I moved here. And then when she was talking to me, I was like, oh, you're real. Like, I can just tell. And it clicked. And I just felt like relieved after. So glad I met you.
You guys are the best. And thank you for joining me tonight. We're going to get into some fun.
Yeah. We went with our super low-key outfits also. This is what we sleep in. We just throw them on.
So we're going to start with a game. I thought it would be fun to, of course, in these sparkly boxes, I love sparkles, get a level. We're going to have a level one, a level two, a level three of increasing the realness, because you got to warm up to some of these things. You guys doing good?
I'm already sweating a lot, so I can't wait for the third box. Really excited.
Okay, so we're going to start with box one. I'm going to get this thing open.
Bring it up.
Okay. Our first question of the night, like I said, we're easing into it. Tell us about your first kiss.
Ooh. Mine was with said upperclassman, freshman year, and we're by the lockers, and he said, you know, you can use tongue. Didn't know that. Sorry. Just getting started this whole thing.
You just went in with a straight pack.
Yeah. I don't know what I did, but it would hurt for sure.
I don't have an exciting first story of my first kiss, but if we go straight to R-rated, My first fun little moment.
Lainey George covered it for this one.
Thank you. It was so funny. I was just like so into this guy. And then it just happened that my friend had a party at her grandma's house. So we were just, you know, having fun in grandma's bed.
Is this a virginity story?
I didn't want to say it, but like, you're not dumb. And then the whole time I was just talking about how in love he is with his ex. So I was like, yeah, like you guys are great together. That.
Before or after?
During.
No!
Yes! I was like, yeah, like literally crying. I was like, yeah, like, you guys were so cute. Get back together.
What?
Horrible. Terrible. Don't recommend.
Oh my gosh. We don't speak to him.
No, we don't talk about him.
My first kiss, I have two stories. One is I just blocked it from my memory. It didn't happen. It was like very much a seventh grade. We had all of our friends had planned the whole thing. We knew it was going to happen. We went to the movies the whole time. You're sitting there like, this is so painfully awkward. I blocked it from my memory. And then the next day we broke up, as you do in seventh grade. And then my real first kiss story was high school. He had a white truck. I came back, listened to the song 15. That one is the one I go with.
Love it.
Max, chill it out back there, babe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Unfortunately, life does not come with a user manual. I wish it would. I say it all the time, whether it's work, career, family, relationships. You wish there was a book that just said how to do it all right. But unfortunately, since there's not, it's normal to feel stuck. And navigating life's challenges when you're unsure about what to do is tough. One of the biggest things that helps me deal with it, though, is therapy. Therapy, personally, is one of the most life-changing things I've ever done. You learn to cope, develop self-empowerment, deal with trauma. It's helped me be more introspective and self-aware. Now, BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service. They've matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist at any time. It could not be simpler. And then you know you can find someone you really vibe with. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless Google searching for the right therapists. Therapy is one of the most life-changing things I've ever done. BetterHelp makes it easy and affordable. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realpod. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/realpod. BetterHelp.com/realpod for 10% off your first month. It's officially fall, and we are not only switching seasons, but we're switching trends. I'm talking new winter shoes like water repellent booties, super walkable heels, and the cutest active sneakers for those winter walks. Vionic is one of our sponsors here at RealPod, and Vionic delivers on great feeling feet so you can live your best life through their VioMotion technology, which is a patent podiatrist-developed footbed that's built into every pair. Wearing Vionics is like an act of self-care, truly, because of how comfortable these shoes are. It just kind of feels like a hug for your feet. And at the same time, they're supporting your body's natural alignment. I have really, really flat feet, so I always have like cramping arches. It happened to me all the time in college, so it's very important for me that my shoes are comfortable. And Vionic is one of the only shoe brands that really focuses on your wellness to this level. I was so surprised at how good the shoes felt. Like I knew they were going to be good, but when I put them on, it was amazing. And guess what? There's no stress because Vionic has a 30-day risk-free trial, which means there's no reason for you not to buy because wear them, love them, or return them for a full refund within 30 days if you're not satisfied for any reason at all. The Vionic difference is style you want, but comfort you crave. You can head now to www.vionicshoes.com and use code REALPOD at checkout for free shipping. That's www.vionicshoes.com and use code REALPOD at checkout for free shipping.
Our next question, who was your first celebrity crush?
Mine was Lil Wayne. I had kind of a sexual awakening listening to Lollipop.
Just on the radio.
That's it. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. How about you?
I mean, the classic Justin Bieber. I was like, when this little girl, it's gonna be me. It's not. And then like Channing Tatum, those moves on Magic Mike got me. Oh, I was like, bow down to Channing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he had his
still
days.
Aging well. Aging fine.
Still would.
Still, yeah.
Did you guys watch Twilight?
Yeah.
Who is a team Jacob? Okay. Now, who's a team Edward? Yeah, that was mine. I just remember being like 15 in the movie theater, like, why am I crossing my legs? This is weird. But honestly, the movie, it was a good movie. The fact that he wanted to kiss her, but if he did, he would like maybe accidentally kill her. I mean, the whole thing was, yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're warm. We can get to the extra. Oh, no, this is the really real box. We're going real, really real, extra real.
Thank God we started slow.
Yeah. Nice and easy. Let's get our really real box. Here we go. Can I get a drum roll? Yes, 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 yes. Here we go. Okay, this first question. Tell a story from the bachelorette party or the wedding that didn't make it to Instagram.
Us all looking at Ella. we'll leave this one to you.
Which one? Me falling in a pool? Us fighting over the chef? Who gets the chef?
We did fight over.
That was cute. That was funny. No, a wedding story. I mean, we were having a fun night and I was like, let's bring the after party. Like, are we going to the bars? And people were like trying to figure out like where we should go and drink more. And then I was like, I kind of want to go swimming. It's like 3 a.m. I'm in a velvet gown. Like, and they're like, let's go to the beach. I was like, relax, let's go to the pool. So we go to the pool and two guys just came with me. Like,
oh, they just came.
They were like, we'll come. I was like, oh, so us three? So us three went swimming, but not weird, just swimming.
In the gown.
In the gown. Of course. I was like, I'm going in my gown. So the gown's ruined, but it was worth it. It was fun. Just us three.
That's just how it ends. Okay.
Don't get any ideas. We just had a great time. Swimming away.
And then what happened? I didn't even know at the bachelorette party there was a time where Ella was nowhere to be found. And I heard she fell into the pool.
Well, yes. All of Vic's whole bachelorette, we shielded her from any mild problems, of course. And Ella was filming thirst trap TikToks in our pool. And we have our reservation in 15 minutes. I'm like, Ella, get your ass out of the pool. Let's go. And I go and she's like, oh yeah, I'm coming. I go back to like touch up my makeup or something. And she has tripped and fallen and completely submerged herself in the water. So she looks like a wet dog, hasn't started getting ready. And oh, our van's here.
Literally.
Why don't you hop in? And I screamed at her and got my whistle out from the bachelorette that I was commanding everyone with. And it's okay. We made it.
Those were some fun times. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming and dealing. Was I a bridezilla?
No.
Really? You can say it now. It's over.
I thought you were going to be, honestly.
Yeah, okay. Actually, you were really chill.
You were like really chill, really taking in the moment. I'm like, can you like slap me across the face? Yeah. And we like got a little weird.
The weird thing about the wedding is like everyone's telling you you should be freaking out right now. They're like, you're too calm. As if the standard is like, I should always be just like really chaos. But I don't know. I felt very normal. The night before my wedding, I had a sleepover with Aubrey. Obs, where are you at? Bring the energy. And she was like crying, recalling how we met. And I was like, it's time for bed. And she was like, are you a robot? Like I think it means that I felt really good about it. Like I had no reservations. I have no regrets, Max. No regrets.
Thank God.
So our second question, this is a cute one. What in your life currently is bringing you joy?
You want me to go?
What's joy? I think just being here. I mean, 2 years ago, I was like working a corporate job, fully like miserable, working 80 hours a week. And now I'm able to like come on stage with my best friend and tell some mediocre jokes. It's like kind of fun. So I feel very joyous right now. Get full glam. Like I'm sweating it all off right now. So yeah, I just feel very happy. So
I love
thank you
that.
For having
what
me.
Made you want to like take a pivot and realize I wanted to explore, you know, your creative side?
Oh, well, you have always told me, like, do comedy, do content, like, just make a TikTok. And that it's true. You've been telling me forever.
Well, not even me, though. Like, what in you made you, like, say, you know what? I'm going to open that up.
I don't know. I mean, just people supporting. I honestly did it as a joke at first. I was never like, I'm going to be corporate Natalie, and I'm going to, like, make these corporate jokes. I made a bunch of jokes in the beginning. Most were horrible. And then, yeah, I just kind of took off. It's crazy. And now I just like really value comedy and making people laugh.
Which is so exciting. And you know, like for anyone listening too, it's like, if you have a passion, you have a calling in life and it's like, you can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop wondering what would be, you know, it's like, just post that first video and you never know.
Everyone, seriously, post a TikTok. Just
no,
do it.
It doesn't have to be TikTok, but everyone. Anything in your life.
Literally, just do it.
Ella Bella, what's bringing you joy?
I think there's a lot that brings joy. I think right now it's like when I moved here, I feel like I was put into a box of like, you're this, you're that, you're a curve model, you're that. But if you gain weight, you can't work. You lose weight, you can't work. And it's like, why do I have to fit into a box? So I feel like I started to make my own lane and just like make my own box, my own, like what I want to do. And then it's like, you're just a swimsuit model. You're not that. And then I just shot for Under Armour last week. And I was like, yeah, like I'm going to
yes,
be
Under Armour. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like just breaking that barrier of like, you don't stop, you know, there's like limits in your head. And I think I was able to like finally be like, I want to be a voice for not just fashion or swim, but also fitness and, you know, try to break that barrier. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Both of you. Surround yourself with like really badass women who go for everything. Woo! Yes. Okay, as far as my joy, what's bringing me joy? I would say that, I mean, I'll start with tonight, obviously. Tonight is bringing me so much joy. I woke up this morning and I was crying at 7 a.m. after my workout class. I called my mom. I might cry now. It's just like so special to have an opportunity like this. And yes, I feel connected on social media, but to see that like each and every one of you like bought a ticket, you drove, you found a way to get here, you're sitting here, like it's so cool. And I think a lot of us can relate. Do you ever feel like, it's like maybe you have friends or you have family or have people, teammates, but then you go home with it and you're like, do people actually like me? Like, really? Like, yes. And I feel that way often, but you guys make me not feel that way, you know? And just meeting you and getting this opportunity, I think that really brings me joy. And it's so important to stop and soak in the things happening in our life. There's always the next thing, always the next thing to achieve, to go to. So I've been really trying to like slow down and be like, tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. And so, you know, you guys are all a part of that. So you're my joy. Yes, you're my joy. Okay, it's time for the extra real box. What could be in here? Honestly.
I'm like, please, Vic.
Yeah, a little drum roll. I mean, you know, it's real pod. We go deep. We're not keeping it shallow here. Okay. So, okay. What are you currently struggling with?
Remember when I asked you, I was like, do I have to cry if I do this?
No, you don't have to
and
cry.
And I might. Dating, I think, ooh, is, you know, going to Vic and Max's wedding, seeing just such a bold display of love and just like rubbed in your face really the whole weekend was hard. No, it was great. It was beautiful. But it's like, it makes you think like, I want someone truly. And dating is hard.
Yeah, yeah. Who relates? So people relate to that, right? Yeah, that's a lot of people.
It's great. Yeah, Hinge is awesome. I love just like going on dates and like getting drunk during the week with strangers. But yeah, I would like to have a partner to share life with. So if anyone is, it looks like there's a lot of single hot guys here. So DM me. DMs are open.
No, but I appreciate that. Natalie, classically baking it in humor, but we are proud of you.
I would say I'm struggling with learning to like, it's okay to slow down. I think like in society, it's always like, you have to do a million things. And why aren't you doing that? And why didn't you start that business or do that? And like, I don't know. I just think it's like, we always get overwhelmed. And especially with social media, you see what she's doing and what he's doing. And it's like, we're always comparing. And I feel like it's just like, we're doing enough. And also just like existing and like what we went through the last few years, like just existing every day. And I think it's okay to slow down and take that time to like focus on you and not always have to go, go, go. So kind of struggling with that. But
I love that one. I've been thinking that too. I was at this retreat and I saw this quote that said, balance isn't something you find, it's something you create. And that really spoke to me because I think we think if we keep chugging along, we keep doing it, trying to get the straight A, trying to get the promotion, that eventually we're going to feel better about like the chaos in life. Yeah. But really it's like the action of, okay, I need to maybe say no to some things. I need to maybe like pencil in dinner with my best friend or my parents so that I'm creating that balance that I need. So I feel that.
What are you struggling with, Vic?
What am I struggling with?
One question.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We're done.
I think I'm struggling a bit with the desire to have everything be perfect. Anyone relate to that? Yeah, yeah, I see a hand. Yeah, yeah. Like, I noticed this actually recently when I was on my speaking trip with Ella. I just have this pressure on myself. Like, I want to do amazing. I don't want to say a sentence wrong. Actually, tonight is out of my comfort zone because I didn't script anything I've said so far. Thank you. But it's hard for me. I'm like, I feel like I need to plan everything. So I think for me in my life, a motto I'm trying to adopt and like really embody is like, trust yourself. just trust yourself. Like, we do so much work in our lives. We study for the test. We know we're good at our job. That's why you got hired, you know? And it's like, can we just show up in a moment and trust ourselves? That's my goal. I'm struggling with it. I'm trying to do it.
I love it.
Yeah. Crush babes. Thanks, babes. Well, thanks for the claps. Okay. Our last question in the extra real box. Oh, wait, that's the same one. I like this. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. What's an insecurity you used to not like about yourself that you've grown to love?
Okay, there's a lot. I mean, that's sad to say. But no, I think I didn't really have confidence growing up, and I was a lot actually smaller, and I played sports my whole life, but I just wasn't confident. And then I thought if I lost weight, I'd be happier. Wasn't. Thought, like, the skinnier I was, the better I would look, the more happy. It didn't correlate for me. And I think, like, finding my own, like, career and my own happiness within myself and who I am as a person was, like, that's what brought me a light. That's what brought me that confidence. So I think overall, my whole appearance I didn't like, if we were getting, like, descriptive, like, legs, arms, stuff, like, everything. But, like, the more you learn that, like, confidence isn't external, it's more internal, mm-hmm. like, the more you can just, like, unleash that potential and confidence within you. And I think once I found that more so recently, it took me a long time to get there, but now I'm, like, oh, like, I'm so confident, and it's the biggest I've ever been. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm so confident with who I am more than just my body.
Yes. That's so tough to say. That's so tough to say out loud, to say to a room full of people you don't know. So I love you for that. And if I just ask, like, what are the little things in your life that give you that confidence? Like, little things that we could do. You know, I struggle with confidence. I have Ella. I tell her I'm on, like, a sexy journey. I need her to tell me how to walk, Yes. Like, so what are some little things that you remind yourself on the days you wake up and you're like, I'm not feeling like it today?
Just knowing, like, I'm getting deep now, but, like, just knowing there's only one you in this world, and that's literally your power. And, like, if you just say that every day, you're like, I'm not even competing with the next person. I'm competing with who I was yesterday. And that should give you enough confidence for that day. And it's like every day, remind yourself that. And it's like, who cares what jean size you're wearing? Like, who cares what your friend looks like, or what this guy doesn't like you? Like, he's not for you then. Like, I just think it was overall, like, a confidence, not like physical things. But I do think, like, surrounding yourself with good people and, like, people that uplift you when you walk away from someone, how did they make you feel? Did they make you feel good? Like, take notes mentally. That was a huge thing that helped me with my confidence journey, and just affirmations every day.
Love that. Thanks, babe. You freaking inspire me all the time.
Love you.
I love you too. Nah?
Should we end on that? That felt really inspirational. We can just, I'll pass. Similarly, like, I think I cared so much about my appearance, like, in high school. I mean, you knew me. I was, like, so insecure all the time. And now I just post videos with, like, no makeup and whenever I think of a funny bit or something. And it's just like, I used to Facetune my photos.
I used to Facetune.
Proud ex-Facetuner. But yeah, it's just like, I mean, just being confident with, like, who I am as a person and what I have to offer. And while I'm just incredibly single still and, you know, struggling with that, I feel very happy as a person. I feel like I'm not worried about my appearance at all. Yeah. And I'm in full glam, which is helping.
No, but seriously, Natalie used to, like, if I took a photo in high school, like, want to see it before I posted it. She's, like, literally on TikTok, just every angle, every lighting. Like, I think it is a huge progress. I think it can happen slowly for us, too, where we realize, like, our appearance is the least interesting thing about us, you know?
Totally.
Preach.
Yes, 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 yes.
You answer.
Okay, thanks for asking. So, my thing. Yeah, okay. I used to be super insecure about my stretch marks. I have stretch marks. And I remember, like, in high school, actually, who played volleyball? Any volleyball players? Yes! Okay, I knew you had to be strong in the audience today, the volleyball players. And your spandex are really short. And I used to see my stretch marks, like, come down the sides. And I would always, like, pull my spandex to cover them because I felt like, I don't know, I wasn't supposed to have them. I never saw the stretch marks on the Victoria's Secret models. So it made me think I can't have them. And I just started embracing them. I think seeing more people with stretch marks on Instagram and following the right accounts was major. But now, like, high key, I think stretch marks are so sexy. Like, I think they look so good. I almost wish I had more, like, on my cute little booty. Like, they look good. I mean, Kendrick Lamar said he wanted a booty with stretch marks, and that really spoke. So, and I literally have grown to love them. I love them. And that's crazy. I would never have thought that if you told me that when I was 17. That's mine.
You're amazing.
Oh, thanks. Okay, whether you've been enjoying us speak to you or not, we're going to change things up because some of you are going to get to come up here and play with us. Yeah. So we're going to do a little trivia game. So I'm looking. We're going to do two rounds. So we're going to do a round with our first three volunteers and a round with our second three volunteers. What are we looking for? I'd say, like, you've listened to the show. You don't have to listen to every single word. You've listened. You follow maybe some of the social media accounts. And you want to win some special prizes. And one of them's really special. So let's see who. Okay, we got one. Let's do it.
Three volunteers.
In the hat. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, three. Okay, these are our first three. Come on up. Hi. Okay. Oh, you guys are amazing. Okay, I want to give you each a hug. Hi. Okay, and give everyone your name.
Selena.
Woo! Okay, Nate.
I'm Amy.
Amy. Woo! Hi, Amy. And Arthur.
Kat.
Woo! You guys look amazing. I'm living for the outfits. Okay, so this is going to be really fun. And there's no pressure because guess what? You get a phone a friend. So some of my friends were like, Vic, no one's going to know the answers to these questions. I was like, okay.
That was me. I said that.
So we're going to add a phone a friend. Because if neither of you know the answer, we can do that and then some from the audience can participate. So I'll have you guys stand here so our lovely people over there get a good view too. Are we feeling good? Okay. So question number one. Well, first before we get to question number one, I want to shout out two real podcasts who are in the audience. We got Brock Your Body, Carissa Stanton, where is she? Woo! And we've got Nikayo Greco in the house tonight. Yes, love them dearly. So our first question is just name three real pod guests who are not in the room. It's okay. We can even make it two. Name two.
We're just warming up, guys.
Just warming up.
This is no just pressure, the start. No pressure. It gets worse. It gets way worse.
And if you think you have it right, you'll raise your hand. And the first to go gets to answer and possibly a point. Okay.
Katie Couric.
Yes.
The Pink Manta Ray.
Although he does.
And Corinne Fox.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay, great job. So we got a point.
Amy.
Okay, amazing. Amy, I love that. That means a lot. Thank you. Okay, this, I don't know. I thought it would be easy, but maybe it's not. Okay, I released a podcast called The Wedding Recap Episode, the Wednesday after my wedding. What was the date of said wedding?
It's a national holiday.
We got a hand. Kat?
October the 13th.
So close. No?
August.
August 13th.
Yeah!
Okay. Great. We got a point for Selena. Okay. This one's easy. You got a 50-50 chance. It was of August, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, is it the 13th? No, it's the 17th. If it was, my Taylor Swift's would be... My boobie tingling. Yeah. Okay, so this next one, you have 50% chance of getting it right. And first one to raise their hand gets to answer. Okay, ready? True or false? My mom, Lainey the Legend, was on a Real Pod episode for Mother's Day last year.
False!
Oh my gosh!
Killing it!
Absolutely killing it.
Okay, we've got our fourth question. I'm just like looking up through some of these, make sure we don't get...
Let's do a quick audit, maybe change a couple.
No, okay. Okay, question number four. What year was the first episode of Real Pod Podcast released?
2020.
Close.
2019.
Woo! 2019. Okay. I know. I couldn't believe that either. Yeah. It's been a while. Okay. This is our fifth question. Let's see what we got. Selena's got four. Amy's got four. And Kat, we love the energy, baby. Okay. This is our fifth question. And this one's kind of hard. I thought it would be easy, but I realized it probably is really hard. Okay. Taylor Swift, famously to me, no one else knows, commented on one of my TikTok videos. Which video was it?
You explaining All Too Well to Matt?
Close.
You explaining Wildest Dreams.
Yes!
Let's go.
Okay, Selena's our winner. Heart. So all of you are going to get a rare beauty goodie bag with lots of brand new makeup. Woo! Amazing. So you can head off to the side to get your goodie bag. And Selena, you're coming back for a sudden death round. One question, sudden death. So be ready.
Just when you thought it was over. It's not.
You can get your goodie bags over there. Thank you so much. I'll give you guys hugs. Goodbye. You did awesome. Yay! Thank you. Amazing. Okay.
I can't see. I literally can't see a single thing.
Oh my God. Hi.
Yay.
I love your shirt. Hi. I'm so glad you're up here. Okay, great. Let's give us your name.
Kate.
Erin.
Erin.
Tanya. Tanya. Amazing. Okay. This is our second round. How are we thinking about the questions? Like, what level are we? Are we thinking, they're good. Yeah, yeah, they're good. Has anyone in the audience been like, I've known every answer? Oh, a few. Okay. All right.
Someone in the back. Harder. Make it harder.
Okay, we're going to start with, I think this is a hard one. I don't know. At the very end of every RealPod episode, the last three words, I say the same phrase. As always, blank, blank, blank. What are the three words? It's at the very end.
Keep it real.
Yes. As always, keep it real. It's pretty easy, honestly. I bet my dad guessed it too back there. Okay, great. Okay, our second question. Name one, just one, of the guest voices in the RealPod intro that's not Natalie.
She's phoning a friend.
Is Kendall Tool one of them?
She's not. Do we need to phone a friend?
We have a phone. That would be fun. Let's phone a friend.
Okay, you guys can huddle up and then choose who you want to phone, because if they get it, you all get a point. I'm seeing confidence over there.
Pick one.
Okay, we've elected you. Wait, give us your name. Lexi. Woo! Aubrey, yeah! Aubrey's the very last giggle. Okay, so you guys all get a point for that.
So everyone gets a point, so then it doesn't differentiate the score.
We're trying to make the game fun, okay? Okay, this one's easy. I'm warning you. It's going to be a matter of hand action time. Everyone in the room should know the answer. So everyone, eyes on our amazing guest here, because we're going to have to tell me who went first. Okay, who is the ultimate RealPod guest? Ultimate dream guest. Oh, wait. What'd you guys think? Who voted first? Erin, she's obvious.
Taylor Swift.
Yes!
Okay. It'll happen.
Manifesting it right now. Everyone in this room, we're sending out the energy.
It'll happen.
Tree, wherever you are, managing the PR, hit me up. Okay, wait, how many has that been?
Three questions?
Okay, our next question. Okay, this one is like really weird of me to make a trivia, but I thought it would be funny if we could get it, okay? Who listened to the chaotic solo episode? Okay. Did you guys listen to the chaotic solo? Okay, you think so. Tanya's not sure. It's okay, Tanya. It's okay. We love the energy. It's all right. Oh, I love it. Okay, so at the very end of the chaotic solo episode, I said I was feeling very insecure about a body part. Which is it?
We could 41, you guys don't remember? It's pretty clear.
We could phone a friend. Do we want to phone a friend? Okay, yeah.
In the back.
Oh, we'll do both. We'll verify with you after you. Give us your name again.
Hi, I'm Cass.
Cass?
And Cuckoo.
Yes! Okay. Specifically, I just felt like they were getting a little saggy. Like, I've been having really good body image, but sometimes something pops out and I'm just thinking about it. So yes. And she said you told me at the meet and greet you listened to it like this week, right? Oh, thank you.
Let's verify with Max in the back.
Cheers.
Sorry, we broke it.
It's okay. No one will step back there.
It's okay.
Wait, I wanted to verify with our... Is that yours? Did you have that?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that we're so close that you know that I'm insecure about saggy boobs. That's awesome. We're besties.
Does everyone get a point?
Yeah, everyone gets a point.
Everyone in the room gets a point. Thank you all for that.
Perfect. Okay, amazing. And then... Okay. Is this the last question? Yeah. Okay, ready? This is the last question. Okay. Who was the very first guest of RealPod? Yeah, raise that hand proud if you want to answer.
The psychologist guy.
It wasn't. Close guess.
Any guesses?
Sadly, no.
Okay, we can phone a friend.
Okay, we love that.
We got a hand immediately.
Do we want to click Lainey or yes? Yes to Lainey? Lainey. Okay. All right, Mom.
I don't know if this is cheating. I don't know her name, but.
Did you?
What'd you say?
I know who she is.
What? You know who she is, but you don't know her name. Okay, if my...
I don't play a team, I'll describe her and he'll say her name.
Okay.
Is that double dipping?
UCLA gymnast.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the other gymnast.
No. Okay. My family, they lost all participation permissions.
I saw her hand over there.
You saw a hand? I saw this one, too.
Okay.
How about the three of you? Where's our three? You, you, and who is our over here? Yeah. Kaylin. Yes. Okay. On unison, count of three. Three, two, one. Yes.
Wow.
That was the very first guest of Real Pod, gymnast from UCLA. Yes. Actually, just kidding. Fight on. Is it a... Wait, what's the score?
I think Aaron and Selena need to go head-to-head immediately.
Okay, Aaron's our winner!
Woo!
Great job, you guys. So all of you still get a goodie bag, because I love you. You guys can go to the left. Tanya, you can head this way and grab your bag. Perfect. Yeah, I hope you guys like it. And then we're going to bring Selena back up with Aaron for a sudden death question.
Sudden death round. I've known
this one. I even had to track back and fact check, because I didn't even know if I knew. I'm stressed. Okay.
This is really exciting.
How are you guys feeling right now?
I'm nervous.
No, you guys are doing great. Okay.
Oh! Taylor Swift quiz, just off the dome.
Off the dome? Off the dome? What's the third studio album?
Oh.
Red.
This is just unofficial.
The Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now. Yes. Okay, so sadly, this one's not about Taylor. It's about me. Bummer, I know. Okay, actually, it's not about me. It's about Max. Hi, Max. Okay. How many episodes of Real Pod has Max been on? So was that your final guess?
Yes.
Sadly, it is incorrect.
Four.
Sadly, it is incorrect. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Even I didn't know. I still love you guys.
Does anyone know how many? Anyone feel really confident? If you get it right, you'll win the special prize. And it's a big special prize. I need you waving your hand like you're freaking... Okay.
Two?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
No.
What?
No. Okay, wait. We need a refresh. Yes. Six is also wrong. Okay, the last one... Scream it! Oh, that's a cute one to write home about. Sadly, not the answer.
Seven?
Seven! Woo! He's been on seven. Isn't that crazy? That is crazy.
Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite Real Pod sponsors ever, because I'm wearing them on my wrist right now, and that is the Little Words Project. I'm wearing actually the Hidden Opponent collaboration that says Advocate for Mental Health, and I'm wearing a customized Real Pod Little Words Project bracelet. And if you haven't heard of Little Words Project, it's the original word bracelet brand founded on the belief of being kind to yourself and others. Little words are made to be worn, loved, and one day passed on to someone who needs that word of encouragement more than you do. Okay, is that not the cutest thing ever? The first time I actually got a Little Words Project bracelet was at a speaking event. This really sweet athlete was wearing a bracelet that said Brave, and she took it off her own wrist and gave it to me. And it was one of the most impactful experiences I've literally ever had in my life. And I still have the Brave bracelet. I wear it when I speak, and I'm waiting to pass it along to someone who I think needs it more than me. Each bracelet also has a unique code on the tag that you can register on their website, so you can track where your bracelet goes as it inspires from wrist to wrist. Also, regular and custom bracelets make great gifts for everyone on your list this holiday season at an amazing price. That one little thing you always say with your sister, your brother, your best friends, you can put that on a bracelet and give it to them. I mean, all my bridesmaids got ride or die custom Little Words Project bracelets. So if you want to empower yourself and speak kindness to others with the original word bracelet, well, we have a special offer for the Real Pod audience. Go to littlewordsproject.com/realpod or enter Real Pod at checkout for 30% off your first order. This is the best offer you can get, and it's a limited time only. That's littlewordsproject.com/realpod for 30% off your first order. You can also find Little Words Project at Target, Nordstrom, or one of their flagship stores. Thanks, Little Words Project.
We got to do a different sudden death for one of you to get. Okay. Off the dome sudden death question is going to be... Okay. What was
the last released episode of Real Pod about? First to raise a hand. Close. Okay, she came all the way from Arizona, so I feel like we have to let her answer. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, yes. Agree.
Okay.
Iskra.
Woo! Okay, it was Iskra. Yay! Okay, so this is our special big prize.
Arizona.
It's a $200 Amazon gift card.
Woo!
Yeah, okay, so you can head over to Mackenzie. And thank you for flying all the way here. And you guys, thank you so much, Selena.
Yay!
Yay, let's give it up for our trivia.
I love it.
Erin, I love the merch too. It looks great. Now we're going to have a fun little moment to keep you guys involved and do a little Q&A with our guests. So if anyone has a question, feel whatever you want to ask any of us, maybe the guests, because then we'll send them off, or our time is almost out. But let me know. Okay, I have first one over here. Yes, and give us your name.
Hi, I'm Miriam.
Hi, Miriam.
I just started college this fall.
So my question is, what are your tips for college? Like, as I'm going into my next 4 years, like, what should I be on the lookout for? What should I not do? Et cetera, et cetera.
I love that. How many college students do we have in the room?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Party.
Okay, do's and don'ts. A do is a party.
Oh, yeah. Party a lot. It gets harder as you get older.
Ella? You go. I would say college advice, don't get caught up chasing what you think you should be in college and who you think you should be. I think it'll be easy to see, you know, who's going where and who's friends with who. And you can just not, without even thinking, be like, I want to be friends with those people. I want to go do that. And then you get there and you're like, we don't even vibe. Like, I'm much better like this other person who was so down to hang with me tonight. Why was I thinking I had to come here? So I would just say, like, where your heart gravitates and you feel like you can be yourself, those are the people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Great question, Miriam. Okay. Anyone else? We have Taylor walking around mics. We'll go here.
So my question's for Ella. Just moved to LA. So do you have any advice for getting to know the city or getting to know new friends?
Yeah. Ooh. Nowadays, I know it's so lame, but like social media, you meet so many people, and I know that's lame, but I feel like I've met so many good friends through that. Just like messaging like, hey, I just moved here. I had a girl that was like, I just moved here too. Let's go to the beach. We became super close friends. Vic asked me to coffee like through Instagram. I think you could also like do things that you like. Like they always say, whatever you like to do, you'll find people that like similar interests because you're both doing it. You're on a hike. You go to a cute coffee shop. Maybe you like to go to the mall. You'll run into people. Like, almost just be open-minded, I'd say, too. Like, when you're doing those things, like, don't just be on your phone or, like, kind of to yourself. I would say, be more open, maybe spark that conversation. Like, I really like your shoes or, like, whatever, you know? And then you're like, wait, I think we're, like, compatible, you know?
And I feel like you kind of have to, like, make an effort to date friends.
Yeah,
it's so interesting. Because you're not just showing up to the same high school or college class where you have the opportunity to be friends.
Yeah.
You have to literally be like, oh, this is really fun. No, but when can we get coffee? Like,
literally.
When can we go hang out again?
That was me to you.
Yeah.
I was like, so when are we hanging out next?
No, I hung out with Ella, and I was like, oh, that was great. The next day, she FaceTimed me.
I was
beach
like,
day.
The next day.
Yeah.
Literally. You got to date your friends.
But welcome to LA. Okay, awesome. We'll see. Taylor's walking around. Maybe we can go to the back. Yes, yes, yes. Give us your name.
My name is Jax.
Hi, Jax.
Hi. So as you guys are all influencers, what... You guys have like a lot of say, I feel like, in a lot of what, how we think and how we view kind of the world. But what is the one thing that you want people to remember from what you post about on social media? Like, what's the one legacy?
Jax, that's a good one.
Is it deep?
That's really a good question. I start because you guys have like really deep missions that are awesome. I'll start. I'll kick this off. I just want to make people laugh. Like, I feel like I've had so many people, like, when like fans recognize me, they're like, you just brought so much joy. And so just like, you know, if it's just a moment of your day that makes you laugh or feel just like a little bit of happiness, that's my goal with social media.
Which is huge. Sometimes a good laugh changes everything. Yes, Natalie. Chortles. My friend group calls it chortling. They just love to chortle together. Me? Okay. I would say the one mission I want to leave is that whoever you are right now is enough. And that doesn't have to be like
it's good enough or it's not good enough. It's just like, it is enough. It's enough to show up in your life today. It's enough to be worthy of friends, to be worthy of being treated right, to be worthy of pursuing what you want to do in your life. Like, I think I just want everyone to be themselves, whether that means you're not in the best place right now and you've had the worst week ever, or you are in the best place. Great. Be about it. You know, I love that. So I would just say, yeah, I want to leave behind the encouragement that whatever you are in this moment is enough and you don't have to change it.
That's so good.
Ella?
I feel like that's similar to what I would say, just like being authentically you and showing up every day. I think it's easy to like try to be like her, do what she does, or she does this content, or she does that, or she... It's just easy to say, well, they're doing that, I should be doing that. I think just showing up every day as yourself is enough. And chase your dreams. Chase your dreams.
Yeah, love
that. You'll never regret it.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. All right, this is great. You guys have great questions. You've been up the whole time here. Taylor, we'll come up to the front.
Hi, I'm Phoenix from Toronto, actually.
Oh my gosh, thank you for coming.
Of course. I actually have a question for corporate Natalie.
Love that.
I'm balancing a corporate life and social media, and I'm just wondering if you have any tips or tricks to do so efficiently.
Yes. Do you have a nice boss?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend.
Wow. I love that. So yeah, just post all day long and don't give a crap about it.
It's more so like balancing it, because yes, it's like when he also works corporate, but like a different job. So when he shuts it off, it's like then he assumes that he's like, okay, well now we can talk about what we're doing. I'm like, no. I just worked that whole day for your company. I'm done talking about it.
Yeah.
So then I have to do social media. So I'm like,
boundaries and relationships,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. That's amazing. I think it is really hard. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I'm like amazing at, like, it's very difficult. And I think social media becomes like, it's your whole life. You're always on your phone. You can always be posting about stuff. Like, it feels all consuming. And so I think the one thing that I've learned recently, you were talking about like balance and finding time for yourself, like really just like set times where you put your phone down and you're like with yourself or with your boyfriend, or, you know, having moments that are like offline to then recharge, to be able to be like, okay, let's hit it again. But I would say, I mean, it's like a 9 to 5 and then 5 to 9. It doesn't stop, but keep up the grind, and then maybe one day you can quit and do it full time. Who knows, yeah. Right?
Thanks, Phoenix. So,
thank you.
Beautiful name too. Let's get this side of the room. Yes, loving who I'm seeing right here, the beautiful glasses. And is that a beige cardigan? There's like an over, I love it. I'm an outfit person these days.
Spain.
Oh, Spain, you're my Spain bestie.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, thank you
so
for coming.
So I would say, if you could talk to your past self, what would be your piece of advice?
That's such a beautiful
question. These are such good questions. Did you plant them?
No, I didn't. This is just my insightful listeners. I love this.
You're so great.
Great question, Sarah. That's beautiful. Ella, you want to start?
Yeah. I would say, it's so cliche, but just like, you are enough. I think it is cliche, and we've all said it tonight, but it's, I think I was picking myself apart so much younger, and you think everything matters, especially at that age when you're growing up, like literally everything matters. Like the guy didn't look at you in class, this didn't, like whatever, your teacher. It's just, there's so many little things that feel big. And I think the older every year I've gone, I'm like, wait, that didn't matter. So it's like not putting so much emphasis on it, or like, I would always feel the need to control things, like releasing that control and just letting things like flow. Like, you're meant to be there, you're not. Like, just like let things like move with ease more than having to like control the whole thing. And I think when we're younger, we all think it matters and it doesn't. So just like release that control and just go through life.
I love that.
Yeah.
What something that is, I think, related and came up too is like, I think just this idea of like, we don't know everything. And I think the positive framing of that is there's so much to learn. I think when I was 18 entering college, I don't know why I thought like I knew everything in life. And there was so much I didn't. And then when I started struggling with my mental health and struggling with my body image, I had so much to learn, so many people to meet. So I would tell my younger self to stay curious. And I want to stay curious my whole life. I think life would be boring if you woke up every day and thought you knew everything that there was to know, right? So I think every day I'm pushing myself, like, there's more to learn about podcasting. There's more to learn about relationships. There's more to learn about friendships. It doesn't have to be a pressure, like I have to be better, but just like always open to new things. Yeah. Nah?
feel like we should end on that. That was really good. Stay curious, stay hungry. I was going to say, you're probably not going to marry him. I've told Vic like probably 7 times. I'm like, he's the one. Like, it's, this is crazy. Like, we're going to get married. No, you're not. You're not. So just be more chill about dating. I have literally no chill at all.
I love that. I love that.
Okay, great question, Sarah. Thank you. Yeah, let's go all the way in the way back. Do we have mics near there? Thank you, Taylor. Woo!
Oh, hi!
Hi!
My first question would be, where can I get your outfits? Because I love...
Nadine Mirabi
sets.
Sets.
I got mine at a random shop in Venice, and my top's from Free People, and my shoes are UGG.
I love them, and I love your attitudes more. I'd like to add, I need to create a Taylor Swift moment here. Not for me, but my friend Jack, you are her Taylor. So if you could please give this girl a hug...
Oh, easy.
Make her day.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you.
This is so cute. This is such a moment.
Yes. Oh, God, I'm so excited. This is true love. Like, this really is true love. And that's my best friend. So that's my
oh
honor.
My gosh.
She's
really
cute.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, am I crying?
No hesitation, baby.
That was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
We need a I think we have video of that, and I'm going to play Enchanted over it. I think it's the perfect, yes. This night, me just embracing. Thank you so much. You're an amazing friend. Wait, actually, a side note. So, did you guys know that I met Taylor Swift? I know. It was before I, like, had people paying attention to me on social media, so no one really knows. I should bring it back. I'm just kind of, I don't know. But
I was there.
Yeah, Natalie was there. There was a YouTube video about it. We took it down because the Swifties were coming. It's a long story. But similar to your amazing friendship, when we met Taylor for 0.5 seconds, Natalie, we were meeting her, and Natalie was like, she loves you. Can you just, like, lean your head on her? Yeah, Nat was just on the side of the pic like this.
Yeah, the photo is me just, like, stoically standing here, and Taylor and her, like, cuddling.
I'm going to I'll resurface the photo and the full story after this for you guys. But I love your friendship. That was so sweet. I see another one in the long sleeve. Yes.
Okay, I resonated really hard with what Natalie said in the beginning. So this question's for you. How do you get I'm being so dead ass. How do you get over a genuine fear of dying alone? Oh my gosh.
Okay, that is hilarious. And the fear is crippling and keeps me up at night every night. So no, I just, like, I literally say, like, I want to find a Max, and, like, truly what Vic and Max have, like, it's honestly unbelievable. Like, if a guy's not meeting my standards, I'm like, okay, well, you're not Max, so. Max, if you're looking for a second wife. But, like, I don't know. I think you just have to keep trying. Like, dating is so exhausting, but just, like, the odds are ever in your favor if you just keep dating, right? Yeah, it's never stop dating.
It's deceased. Iconic. Great question.
That's hilarious. I'll never forget that moment.
Okay, we can do two more. Taylor, maybe we'll do one back there and then we'll come up. Hi.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
I was wondering, what advice do you have for people who are struggling to be confident, like, online and establish a social media presence?
Ooh, great question. I think confidence online, whether it is because you want to build something on social media, or I think we can all experience struggles with just presenting who we actually are online. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this is a great question because it can relate to everyone. I think what helped me have confidence to be myself online and then also go for it in building a social media presence is remembering that validation has to be something I find in myself. Because if you're looking for someone to say, yeah, you're good enough, you're smart enough, you're this, or, like, if we think about this desire we all have to be, like, the prettiest or be the most beautiful, it doesn't exist. I mean, we could all sit here and debate who's prettier, Gigi or Bella, or who's, you know, more iconic, this. It's like no one is going to agree. And so if we're constantly posting things and hoping we get enough likes, we get enough comments, we get this person to follow us, like, we're doing it for all the wrong reasons because there's no finish line. You know what I'm saying? And so I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to forget the external and I'm going to post what I want, what speaks to me, what makes me happy, what keeps me up in the morning. And doing that brought me here to be with all of you. Like, I literally, honestly, thank you. It means, it's so special because
I would have never been myself, and being myself has brought me the most people and success in life. And I think every one of you has that, because it's captivating to see someone who's just authentically themselves. What do you guys say about social media and confidence online?
I feel like when I first started my journey, I could talk on this. When I was living in Hawaii, I was posting like swimsuit photos because I think I had that passion for Sports Illustrated. And when you start, everyone's like, what are you doing? Like, you really think you can get that? Like, you're a joke. Like, get a real job. My Yaya was calling my mom, like, what's your daughter posting? Like,
not Yaya.
Yaya was tripping. She was like, what is she posting half naked? And I was like, just trust me. Like, I had a vision for myself. So I think it's about confidence. Like, if you're passionate about posting outfits, if you're passionate about like about posting books or clothes, shoes, whatever it is that you want to post online. If you know that's what you want to do and that's a passion, then you have to stick with it. And I know it's easier said than done, but I would literally have like family members calling me like, what are you doing? And they thought I was crazy. And then I finally got it 4 years later and they were like, oh. So it's like, I think once you know you have something in you and you want to pursue it and push it, try your hardest to just block out that noise and just say like, I want to do what makes me happy. This is what makes me happy. And I know what I'm doing. Just having that confidence within like your message or your passion, whatever you want to do. And then once you know that, it's like no one else, their voice doesn't matter. You know?
I love that. I hope all of you guys leave the room tonight just feeling that little bit of, I'm going to be me, I'm going to be tonight, me tomorrow, me this week. We're going to do one final question. Mom, I'm sorry. We're on a time clock.
The serious question is, we're wondering how you, Vic, pick your guests for Real Pod.
Oh, thanks. Nat, you can chime into this too.
Really? Take this one.
I would just say, like, I want to make sure we can go somewhere deep. And I'll have people say, I'd love to come on. And I'm like, great. So what would you want to share? What is it that you are hoping to express and be vulnerable about? And sometimes people are like, oh, actually, I don't know. Like, I just want to come on. So I think I always make sure that it is someone who I know is worth you guys listening. And you both are examples of that, of people who've come on and have bravely kind of veered into what you struggle with and what isn't so glamorous and what isn't the highlight reel. Well, thank you guys. We'll give it up for our guests.
Thank you so much.
Yay, we'll cheer them up. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This is like our last minute together. I just first of all want to say a huge thank you to the Hollywood Improv for having me, especially before Fluffy. That is wild. So thank you for having me. And is my producer in the room, Christiana? I just want to give it up for Christiana, because Real Pod isn't just me. There's a team of people, Mackenzie from Dear Media, who's here tonight. A lot of people who do things behind the scenes to make the podcast what it is. And to my guests who come on. So it's so much more than just me. And I want to thank them. And lastly, just a huge thank you to all of you. I will cry again. I can't express what it means to me to have all of you showing up tonight. I know you could have been anywhere on a Monday night and you chose to be here. So thank you. I will remember this night forever. I love you guys dearly. I hope you had fun. And I hope that we continue this community through tomorrow's Real Pod episode, the next one and the next one and the next one after that. So I love you guys and thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie, share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday, so make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real. Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.